Hey, this is Micah, and you're listening to Get Lost, Episode 1. All right, hey there, everybody. Today I'm going to be doing a book talk with my sister Ellie on Kirby Larson's Hattie Big Sky. All right, so before we get started, I'm going to have my sister Ellie.
Hello.
Read the book description from Amazon on Hattie Big Sky.
Okay. For most of her life, 16-year-old Hattie Brooks has been shuttled from one distant relative to another. Tired of being Hattie here and there, she summons the courage to leave Iowa and move, all by herself, to Vita, Montana, to prove up on her late uncle's homestead claim. Under the big sky, Hattie braves hard weather, hard times, a cantankerous cow, and her own hopeless hand at the cookstove. Her quest to make a new home is championed by new neighbors, Perilly Mueller, her German husband, and their children. For the first time in her life, Hattie feels part of a family, finding the strength to stand up against Taft Martin's schemes to buy her out, and against increasing pressure to be a loyal American, at a time when anything or anyone German is suspect. Despite daily trials, Hattie continues to work her uncle's claim until an unforeseen tragedy causes her to search her soul for the real meaning of home.
All right, thanks. All right, so Ellie introduced me to this book about a year ago, I think, is when you started asking me to read it. So I found out about it through you, and then how did you find out about it?
So we have some really cool friends. Their last name's the Whitneys. And when we lived in Massachusetts, we got to go over to their house every Christmas Eve. And they had this amazing tradition of giving a book to each kid as a gift. And I hate to break it to you guys, it wasn't Santa Claus. I'm pretty sure the parents picked them out. But they were amazing. And Hattie Big Sky was the book that I received, and I fell in love
Christmas,
with it.
We did that with
the
them,
first Christmas. I think I was 13 or 14.
So 4 years ago or
yes.
Something.
And I have loved it ever since. Ever since.
So Hattie Big Sky, the main character is Hattie Brooks, takes place in 1918, sorry, because it's halfway through World War I. So who is your favorite character? I think I already know, but...
Hattie. Hattie was my,
my Hattie
favorite. Yes.
That's what I figured.
It's kind of the boring answer, but she was really fun.
So what do you like most about this book? Like, why is it such a big deal in your recommending list?
I really like books where you can learn from a character. And what I learned from Hattie was to continue to find the humor and the irony and the fun in life, even when things are not going well for you. She had an aunt that would give her no privacy and always reminded her that she had taken Hattie in for charity and that Hattie was a nuisance and was always bothering her. And I just loved the way that Hattie just handled things and handled people. It was it inspired me.
So how would you describe Kirby Larson's writing style, you as being a writer? I know you're working on your own book, but how would you describe Kirby Larson's writing style compared to other writers and to your own style?
I think that Kirby Larson's writing style obviously is uniquely her own. I don't want to compare it completely, but I think that it is a lot like Elizabeth George Spears' writing style.
Yes, and I do too.
Don't you? And I love Elizabeth George Spears' books, mm-hmm. Especially The Bronze Bow and The Witch
Pond.
Of Blackbird Pond.
Sign of the Beaver.
Sign of the Beaver was good too.
Those are all really good.
I think that her writing style is very perky, and I think she keeps it short enough that the descriptions are really wonderful without becoming dull and monotonous.
Yeah, that's what I think too. She does a good job of keeping things small scale,
yes.
But still really descriptive.
Yes, it's succinct. I love that.
So, if this were you, I know you're 16 and Hattie was 16. If you were in her place, would you go to Montana all by yourself without knowing anybody or what to expect?
That is an interesting question. I think if I were in Hattie's place, I think I might. I think I might be willing to do that and to experience that crazy adventure. I think that'd be amazing.
And when she finally did get to Vita, Montana, which is the town, she lives 3 miles away from the nearest town. But when she did get there, she meets her nearest neighbors, the Muellers. And they are a German family. Well, Carl Mueller is German. And during this time, of course, there's a lot of tension between Americans and German people thinking they're spies and They're trying to blow up America.
Yes.
So, how do you think Hattie's relationship with the wife and kids, with Paralee and the kids, helped her, first of all, just helped her figure out kind of what she was doing, and then how it kind of changed her and made her the person she was at the end of the book?
Well, I think as far as just practical matters go, she needed them to help her figure out what
was going
on.
She knew nothing. She couldn't cook.
She
didn't know anything.
She did not have the skills required for a living on the Montana homestead.
Yeah, definitely not.
I think she needed them for other reasons, too. I think seeing people being treated badly just for where they came from instead of who they were and what their characters were like, I think that really hurt Hattie, and it was very good in her character development to learn to stand up for people who are wrongly accused.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think. So then, with living there, she also meets this guy named Traff Martin, who kind of helps her kind of with different things. But then he also tries to buy her land a couple of times to make his ranch bigger. And he's on the Council of Defense, I think it's called. But what do you think about his character throughout the book?
He's an interesting character because he's very complex. He's not signed up to fight in the war because his mother is overprotective and he doesn't want to go and leave her. She's a very manipulative person. And he wants Hattie's land. I think he has an interest in Hattie personally. I think there is a slight romance that could have developed had he not been so interested in just taking her land away from
her. It developed a little bit in the when they went to the dance for the war bond.
Yes, but I think it was severed when he wanted her land more than he wanted her best interest in mind.
I think so too. Yeah, he is an interesting character.
He's kind of a creeper.
Yeah, he is.
You dislike him intensely, I know.
I don't like him at all.
I dislike him mildly.
Yeah, I don't like him at all.
Yeah.
And to go back real quick to the Mueller's, so they had four kids by the end. Well, I can't spoil anything. They had four kids. I just gave it away. Big spoiler. But Chase is the oldest, and he's 8. And then I forget the next girl's name.
But we're not going to give anything away, so we're going to skip over that. We're going to skip over that right now. Right?
No.
We promised there would be no spoiler alerts, so continue on.
But more saying that Hattie kind of becomes the older sister figure for these two kids, and they help her immensely with just figuring out.
I think the kids helped her learn how to be an adult.
I definitely think so too. So this book is aimed for 9 to 12 years old. How would you personally recommend this book to people?
I think,
because I know that number's not accurate because they never are. But
it's true. I always think that the numbers are too young. I think 9 would definitely be the cap for the youngest because there are some very sad parts in the book and some tense mm-hmm. parts. And I think that 9, it'd just be too sensitive. It'd be too sad for them. But as far as the 12 age limit, I think that's completely wonky because I think that teenagers should be reading this book.
We both read
adults.
It when we were 14.
Yes.
Yeah, and we loved it.
And
so.
Hattie is 16.
So I feel like the age should go to 18.
I know. Definitely. 16. I think teenagers need to be reading this book right now. It's a classic in my mind.
Definitely. It is historical fiction. I really like it. It's one of my new favorite books. And, of course, you love it.
I love it. Yeah. I recommended it to you. I'm very glad you read it because I wanted to hear your take.
It was really good. Thank you so much for listening, guys. And thank you, Ellie, for talking with me today.
You're welcome.
I know this is one of your favorite books. And we will see you guys next episode. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening to my book review, talking with my sister, Ellie, about Hattie Big Sky by Kirby Larson. If you end up reading Hattie Big Sky and liking it, I would love to hear what you guys think. If you want to go over to my website, micahcummins.com, you will see the podcast page where you can find this episode and all my other episodes, and you can leave your comment there. I would love to hear what you guys think, and thank you so much for listening.